from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host. And I think you're going to like this program. Welcome all of you who live in the Southern California, Los Angeles, San Bernardino area. Welcome all of you in the San Francisco Bay Area. And welcome all of my new listeners in the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Seattle, Washington area. I'm very happy to be here. This is a very special program. I have tools that I have developed to help you deal with stress, to help you deal with life issues and with relationship issues. I've developed these tools over 24 years. I've been on the air almost 24 years now. I've written 16 books. I have a master's degree in human relations, a doctorate in pastoral psychology, and I've been counseling people for almost a quarter of a century. And so here I am, and so I am a resource. Yes, indeed, I am a resource. I will give you my website where you can find wonderful, wonderful self-help resources that I have available for you. But let's get started right now. What is it that makes our life, what is it that makes us unhappy? What is it that ruins things for us? Well, a couple of things. First of all, anger. Anger and resentment. Those are our reactions to other people, to the mistakes of other people, and sometimes to the cruelty of other people. And our problem is, you know, didn't somebody once say that it's not so much what other people do to us, but how we react to it that hurts us? Well, that's very much true, and you know it is because you've experienced it yourself. You know how a bout of resentment or a bout of anger can ruin your day, can ruin your week, it can ruin a whole lifetime. Some people make a tragic mistake when they're angry, and from which they never recover. We don't want that to happen. Other people say something that they later regret. Many, many people have messed things up in their life by anger, by resentment. And incidentally, anger and resentment turn into what? Suppressed rage. They turn into unhappiness, chronic unhappiness, depression, bitterness. Ah, yes. The fruit of resentment is bitterness. And so therefore, it would be very important for you to learn from me. I can help you because I understand this thing thoroughly. I understand it thoroughly. I've written books on the subject. I've helped many people. I understand how to let go of resentment and how to forgive. So that's a big problem that we have. And then the other problem we have is doubting ourselves. If you look at people, whether it's Steve Jobs or Steve Wozniak or Thomas Edison, whether it's the three wise men, Columbus, the pioneers, Madame Curie, the great explorers, the great inventors. When you look at them, you see that they believed in themselves even when other people doubted them. And so, likewise, for the great entrepreneurs also. They believed in themselves. They had a vision. They knew something in their heart. They had something that they needed to do, somewhere they needed to go, and they followed that intuition, they followed that hunch, they followed that sixth sense, I couldn't say it quite right there, they follow it to success. Sometimes it takes a long time, and there's a lot of people that doubt them along the way. And so that's what you have done too, undoubtedly. You have doubted yourself. You've gone along with other people, but Shakespeare said, "To thine own self be true, then it must follow as night the day. Thou canst not then be false to any man." And so we've all heard the aphorisms, follow your dream, be all that you can be, and so on. But we fail to put it into practice because we become resentful and we doubt ourselves. So please listen to this announcement. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. My name is Roland. Welcome all of my friends, all of my new friends in the Seattle area, all of my old friends and new friends in the San Francisco Bay Area, and my listeners down in Southern California. This is indeed a very special program, and I welcome you. It's a celebration of life. But what I have discovered is that in order to celebrate life, in order to be who you were meant to be, remember the story of the ugly duckling who didn't quite fit in, was not happy, and it turns out that she was actually a beautiful swan. She wasn't a duck at all. She was actually a beautiful swan. Well, there are many of you who are actually a beautiful, beautiful swan. But you are not a swan right now. And the reason you are not a swan is because, as I have said before, two things. Number one, resentment, judgment of other people. And the other reason is doubting yourself. Doubting yourself. Okay? All right. Now, let's talk about how to overcome this business of doubting yourself and this business of resenting other people. Let us look, for example, at little children. A little child, a three-year-old child, for example, has intuition. If she's sitting at the table and one child is given more food than the other child, one child is being treated nicer than the other child, she sees the injustice. No one has to teach her about, she doesn't have to go to school and study ethics. She simply sees it. She sees the injustice. If someone's being cruel to her, she senses it. She may not be able to put words on it. She's just a little child, but she senses it. That's her intuition. You see? Well, that intuition that we have, you know, call it a sixth sense. Call it still small voice. I don't use that expression a lot because of the term voice, people think it's a voice. See, but it's not a voice. It's silent. See, God gives us this. See, animals have instinct. Bunny rabbits and dogs and geese and mice and so on. They have instinct. It serves them well. It's given to them by God. They have instinct. Human beings have intuition. When you have people like, take for example Moses. Moses was a nice man. He had a keen sense of justice. Remember when he was a young man, somebody was being cruel to one of his people, and he got so angry, he got really angry and did something dumb, and then he had to go out and live out in the wilderness and be a farmer, a sheep farmer, or something like that for 40 years. But he had something going for him, and it was he had a keen sense of justice. He saw justice. He saw injustice. When something was unjust, he saw it. And no one could change his mind on it. He just saw it, clear as a bell. Well, he had that going for him, and one day God selected him and said, hey, I can use that guy Moses. Same thing with David. What did David have going for him? He had a lot of guts. He dared to thumb his nose at authority. He was like Tom Sawyer. He was like Mark Twain's Tom Sawyer or Alfred E. Newman. He thumbed his nose at authority. And not only that, but he loved it. So he had two really great things going for him. And guess what? He found favor in God's sight because of that. See? All right. Well, All right, so you have that. And then you have people like Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein loved order. He loved the order that he saw in nature. He saw and he loved mathematics. And he loved science. And he loved truth. And so because of that, he was very close to his intuition. He would have flashes of insight. And look what he did with those flashes of insight. See, he revolutionized the world. And then you have somebody like Augustine, also called Saint Augustine or Augustine of Hippo. He wrote the world's first and possibly greatest autobiography. You know, the Confessions of Augustine have been one of the most read books of history. Not just a few weeks on the bestseller list, but a few centuries. And what did he have going for him? Well, he loved truth. He loved truth. And within, see, when he was wrong, he was willing to admit that he was wrong. When he was not living properly, he was willing to admit that he wasn't living properly. So he had that going for him. Okay? So if you want to get your life back on an even keel and start to be successful and be who you were meant to be and have peace of mind and all the beautiful things, then you have to learn how to let go of resentment. Stop resenting other people. Okay? Stop doubting yourself. Stop doubting your intuition. Start trusting your intuition, like the little child sees what she sees, like Augustine, like Einstein, like Thomas Edison. See, like all great scientists, inventors, discoverers, they trust their intuition, and that's what you need to do. Okay, now you have intuition, you always have, and at times and places, sometimes we have an intuition. We sense not to go down some alley, for example. You just sense not down an alley. Something wordlessly restrains you from getting in a car with somebody. Somehow, there's a job or something everybody's telling you to take or somewhere to go, and you just somehow, something just holds you back, and you don't go, and you're safe. Had you gotten in the car, something awful would have happened. Had you gone down that alley, there was something awful waiting in that alley. Had you taken that job or done that thing that somehow you knew not in your heart not to do, well, it wouldn't have worked out. And then other times we just have a hunch about something to do. And the door quietly opens and we go through the door, and the door opens to success and all the other good things. So those hunches, those intuitions, that sixth sense, what you know in your heart, those are all very, 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 very important. See, that's how we know the truth, we humans. That's how we sense what's right and not right, what's just and unjust. And we can sense when we haven't done something right. After we haven't done something properly, see, our conscience bothers us. Well, your conscience is intuition. See, intuition is present sight and foresight. It's present sight, and it's also vision, which great people have. But when we don't follow it, it becomes 20/20 hindsight. It's that simple. So learn to follow it, and don't resent your conscience, and you'll be all right. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay. Who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. My name is Roland. I'm your host. And I'm also your friend. I'm your true friend because I tell you the truth. Now, that last announcement, I was talking about my book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's my most popular book. It's over 300 pages. And if you have relationship issues with your partner, with your husband, with your wife, or if you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend and you're thinking of getting married, but you have issues, or perhaps you're just wondering about marriage. Maybe your parents' marriage wasn't so good, and you wonder what went wrong, then you need to get that book because I talk about, for example, I talk about resentment. Resentment has ruined many marriages, incidentally. Many relationships are ruined by resentment and hurt feelings. And when you read that book, your eyes will be opened. You'll see the harm of resentment and what resentment really is. You'll also discover how to let go of the resentment. Okay? Not to mention the fact that there are a lot of wrong ideas about marriage. People think it's going to be a picnic, but marriage is more like the old joke. Remember the old joke where someone said that marriage is like a three-ring circus? First, there's the engagement ring, then there's the wedding ring, then there's the suffering. See? Well, all right. So what is marriage then? Well, it's a chance to learn to be unselfish. It's a chance to grow up. It's a chance to work things out, work out the old problems between men and women. See, I understand that. And so you really ought to get the book. So would you like to check out my self-help resources, what I have? I have some wonderful ones. It's a complete package. I've got it all. It's all covered. Relationships, stress. I even have meditations that I've developed, very special meditations that help you to get back in touch with your intuition. Remember, I talked about intuition and how to be your guide. Well, a lot of us, we don't follow our intuition. Yeah, maybe once or twice in our life, our intuition warns us of something and we're safe. But for the most part, we doubt our intuition. What do? We follow other people. We follow their advice. We do what they say. Okay? And where does that lead us? It leads us into error. But not only that, even if it doesn't lead to error, even if doing what everybody else tells you to do, even if it leads to, you know, an okay life and maybe even, you know, a good job and so on. But if you're not yourself, if you're not finding your true purpose in life, see, it's not going to lead to happiness. You've got to learn to follow your intuition. See, we could even call it your dream. Follow your dream. Remember in the nice movie The Sound of Music, remember the Mother Superior there? She sang, "Climb every mountain, ford every stream, follow every rainbow till you find your dream." Oh, it's so beautiful. Well, that's what you have to do. Okay, so that's what I'm alerting you to. And the other thing I'm alerting you to is to watch out for resentment. Resentment poisons everything. It ruins everything. You could have a wonderful job, a wonderful spouse, wonderful kids, wonderful everything. But if you're resentful over something, it can ruin it. So please take to heart what I'm saying. Here's what to do. You visit my website, commonsensecounseling.org. Common Sense Counseling. It's all one word strung together, no spaces or dashes or anything. CommonSenseCounseling.org. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, You can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. Welcome back. My name is Roland. I'm your host for this program. And I think, as you can see, as you've been able to see, it's a very special program. I've been on the air for almost 24 years. And I'll be here at this time every week. And incidentally, if you missed the program, or if you want to hear it again, see, I jam-packed the program so full of so much wonderful things that you probably want, you may want to hear it again. And if you do, just go to commonsensecounseling.org. commonsensecounseling.org. Okay? All right. Now, as you can see, I also am very much concerned with the spiritual side of life. And for that reason, late in the autumn of my life, as Frank Sinatra sang in the song, in the autumn of my life, I have become a pastor, but I don't belong to a church. I'm a non-denominational pastor. I'm an internet pastor. I'm your pastor, if you want me to be, or pastor for the internet. So I don't have any dogma. I don't have any, there's nothing you can join, nothing to belong to, just me. I'm just a pastor in the good sense of the word. You know, like a good Dutch uncle or a good grandpa. You know, somebody that has white hair and a little bit of wisdom, and they tell you the truth and have your they don't want anything from you, they just have your best interests at heart. Well, that's what I am. So at long last, I decided to become a pastor because I felt that I might be able to help some of the Christian people who are nice but a little bit, maybe a little misguided, or it's not working out for them somehow. It's very painful to be a Christian and to have all the wonderful things that Christianity says, which it really can do if you find the real thing. See, there's a real Christianity and a false Christianity. Most people are involved in churchianity. Or they're hypnotized, you know, they do the motions and say all the right things, but somehow it's not working out for them. You can imagine how painful that would be. Well, it's very unpleasant. So I can cut through the fog and I can show them, you know, how they're missing the boat, which I have already been doing on this program. I'm talking about intuition. See, intuition is actually your closest link to God. Your intuition, what you know in your heart, that's actually your closest link to God. See, God doesn't, he's not out there somewhere in a building somewhere or in a book somewhere. He's, well, he'll be inside. What you wordlessly know in your heart, that's your closest link to God. And if you follow that, it'll lead you to safety, to happiness, to success, to all the good things, and eventually to the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Okay? All right. So, I also have a site called talktoapastor.org, talktoapastor.org, and if you go there, you'll see that I have some free chat for people. I do take questions for free. Incidentally, I do everything for free. Well, no, that's not true. I don't do everything for free. Some things, are, you can make a small donation to get my meditations, or I do have professional counseling. There's a fee for that, but over the years, over these 24 years, most of everything I've done has been out of my own pocket. See, I buy the airtime. I don't work for the station. I buy the airtime. I buy the internet time. I do all of it as a gesture of goodwill. And it's worked out for me all right. I've learned a lot. I've helped some people. And it's been very beautiful and very sweet. And so, here I am. So take advantage of me, take advantage of the fact that I'm here, and maybe I can help you to deal with stress or to get along better with your wife or your husband, or to let go of some of anger. Maybe I can help you let go of some of those issues that you've been struggling with and just haven't found answers to. Now, wouldn't that be sweet? It would be. And so, this program, I guess you could say it's almost like an infomercial. I'm just sort of telling you about myself and who I am and where I am. And so here's the little quiz now. How can you find me on the internet? The answer is go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. There I am, and you'll be amazed at how the wonderful resources that I have there. My books you can look inside of for free at Amazon, too. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. Well, I hope all of you folks in the beautiful Seattle, Washington area and all the folks listening in the San Francisco Bay Area, and those of you in San Bernardino, Riverside, Los Angeles, I hope you'll come back again and listen in for some more. And please visit my website, commonsensecounseling.org. And so, until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.